Okay? Business, what do we got?
Sure. Steve, welcome everybody. This is Al Dean. Pay attention to what's going on up here. We've got lots of things to discuss.
Okay, thanks, Owen. So we wanted to talk tonight about the ad sales this year. I wasn't here in 2019, but for those of you who were, did a great job with ad sales in 2019. 2018, about the same, $10,000 plus each year. So I have several things for you tonight, and what we'd like to do is just briefly talk about what's here. If you have questions, please get them to Elvin and I, and then we'll get answers to you. We'll get those answers out to everybody. So I'd like to thank Bob, Elvin, Mike, helping me, the board, getting this stuff together. First thing I'd like to hand out is have a list. This is a sheet that shows the ads that were sold in 2019. It has on here the names of the names of the business person or persons who bought the ad or agreed to sponsor the organization. So that's on there. And then pretty self-explanatory as you go across. Some of the key points, it has information regarding contacts at the businesses, phone numbers, emails, websites. You'll see some names. Bob's crossed out a few times. Gary's crossed out a few times. Those are opportunities. If you recognize those businesses, those are opportunities. They aren't going to be calling on them this year, so they're up for grabs. I encourage you to go after those if you'd like to. You'll also see on there I put new and my name by several. Those are businesses that we haven't had support for before, according to what was on this list. So, in other words, I've added my name in for people I'm going after. If you have some and you'd like to send it to me by email, that's great. And I'll start updating this, that information. The second thing to hand out, so hopefully that's, again, self-explanatory of questions. Get them to us. We'll get them out to everybody. The second handout is a fact sheet of information. Again, 2018-2019 sold a little over $10,000. This year our budget is $8,000. So we don't know, obviously, what's going to happen with this year, given we've been away from it for a couple of years. So the budget is $8,000. That's nearly 20% of our overall organization budget. Pretty darn important. Levels of support and for the FY22 ads, you'll see them listed on this sheet and as well on the form that we'll hand out to you in a moment. A couple things on this form. If you go out and you're trying to sell ads, you'll see the various levels on here for ads are listed. You'll also see for booster, there's just one slot for booster. So if somebody says, you know, I really don't want an ad, but I want to make a contribution as a booster, have them put down that amount. We'll sort it out on the program, the show program. So we're trying to make it just a skosh easier this year that you don't have to record, is it a silver booster, gold booster, bronze booster, whatever. Just have them put the amount on, we'll sort it out. Some of the points for awareness as you're talking with people in terms of marketing, we're 501c3. Nearly 500 people were at our Christmas show. Over 900 people, or over 700 people roughly, are viewing our webpage from what I could see. We can start, we have forms here for you tonight. You can start anytime. I'd like to ask that the forms be brought, anything you sell be brought in every week. Brought back here, I'll collect it, start working through, we'll get the money to Larry, checks to Larry, or if somebody is closed with bills, we can figure that out. Ask
I'm available too, so I'm
okay, great. And we'd like to have everything in by March 21st. We'd like to give some lead time to get the program set up, so that's 6 weeks from tonight. Again, my email's on there if you have questions. Bob put together just some interesting little bits of data, just so you can see how many sponsors, how did the sponsor and the ad breakout look in 2019? Thought that might be of interest to you. Also, what's the impact of an ad or sponsorship? This is from our website. For instance, $150 that purchases new sheet music for the chorus to sing, so a song. You're kind of rusty at making calls. Thanks, Alden, for putting together some script ideas and some good information, good guidance there. Let's see.
Okay.
Other things we have to go with it. We've got the brochure, that the trifold brochure. Here's a trifold brochure that you can leave with people, marketing tool. And then the final thing, Elton has business cards. And then the final thing, we printed out at, to start 150 of these sales sheets. So if you want to take a couple tonight, if you want to do some scouting, get some next week, whatever works for you. We printed up 150. It'd be wonderful if we had to make another round of printing. You'll notice at the top it doesn't have the year filled in. Great idea from Mike on that. Just leave that open so that way we can hand right in 2022. If we don't use all 150, that's fine. Then we've got it for the next time. So that's...
Yeah, one isn't enough. See, we'll have those here every night, every Monday night.
Great. And we can get more printed up if you...
Yes,
that's right.
Yes.
That's right. So that's a quick overview. I know a lot of you guys have been through this before. I know for Mark and myself, Mark, this will be a new opportunity. And as well, you might notice on there in 2019, Bob noted that 32 members each kicked in $10 individually. I guess it'll be new for...
The signature page will be here next week.
So, yep, we'll think about doing a signature page. You can kick in $10. Gary, it'll be new for you, too. Talk about that next week, maybe.
And I will be here early on Monday, or every night. He does me a make. I'll be here at 6:15, so...
Okay. So, again, a lot of info, pretty quick. If you have questions, let me know. Get them to Ellen and I, and we'll get them out to everybody.
Everybody get one of these? Is that the one for them?
Yes, sir.
Okay. If you go to a larger corporation and they request a W-9 from us, let me know, and I will send that to them.
Is there any reason we couldn't, like, in the My Music section, just have a PDF of that so that our members could print it off?
Well, it usually has to have a signature and a date on it. I don't know if that would actually work.
We send facsimiles all the time to places at my business, but I don't know. I mean, if we're uncomfortable with that, we don't have to, but then at least we'd have it if people requested it. But up to you.
I can do that, I guess.
If you're not comfortable with it, don't do it.
Yeah, I can do that.
Okay. So then you can, if someone requests it, just print it off from the website.
The members section, that would be all right.
Yep, right.
Okay. Well, I know there have been at least two to three businesses last few years that did request those for their tax purposes.
That makes sense. Yeah, and of course, that's a good point. We'll give a thank you to everybody that participates. So thank you, Elton, and Mike, Bob. Thank you, Board.
Thank you, Steve.
Here's a make the forms you got.
Good work, sir. Thank you.
Good start.
I think these are experts.
Yep.
I'm going to leave this stuff in the room. Then. Yep.
So stay tuned on that. Bob is here. Bob lost his dad this past weekend. So congratulations. And that's perfect as well. He did stay here for the rest of us. It was stressful. They came here to clear that stress. So our condolences to you. This is a card that we'll be signing. So after rehearsal is over or during break, please take time to sign the card as well. So good to see you all again. Our condolences. No updates on Floyd, as far as I know. Yes.
I haven't seen or talked to Floyd. As we know, his wife has been extremely critical. But this last Sunday, we heard that Floyd lost his brother, one of his brothers, just this last week, too. So he got a full plate and a half. Everything went along with him. Maybe his brother's name is Parker, maybe.
All right. So John's getting another car out. I'm glad you got more. So we'll have two cars out there to sign. My little big sister would just turn 91 on January 14th.